You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Billy, why were you distracted the entire Ricky Williams segment? What were you doing?
I've just been looking at all the most famous houses in each state.
Is that the W's now?
What'd you come up with?
There's nothing exciting on here. These are
not
houses.
Not one exciting place.
Not, I mean, the
Billy, 50 states, 50 houses. There's not one exciting house.
The Pabst Mansion.
Is that the producer for
Pabst Blue
Patrick?
Ribbon?
Paul Pabst? Paul. Who you'd beat on a corner, Robert.
Man, those Danettes got it good. We should rebel.
You want to lead this rebellion?
I'm just saying, if Paul Pabst can afford that house, I feel like we're not doing well
the
around
Pabst
here.
The Pabst house. I'd rather go to Fritzy's house.
Really?
Yep.
I can only imagine what it looks like if that's what Pabst's house
is. He has
like.
All the contacts.
And he lives in Wisconsin, which is weird.
Hmm.
Who?
Pabst.
Long commute.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you think Dan Patrick's house looks like?
Big.
Really?
Yes.
You been there, Stu?
Damn, no. But that's a house I'd like to go to.
Do you think there's more stone or wood in his house?
Ooh, both. I think there's equal amounts of both.
Like a half stone.
Who's
half
the most 60-40?
Who's the most famous? Have you guys been to a famous person's house?
Dan.
Besides Dan.
No.
Besides
Dan. Trying to think if I've been to a
the Venetian?
Mine was the Kardashians, of course.
Oh, well, naturally. Yeah.
But you didn't go inside.
No, but I was waiting outside, and I waved to Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've heard.
Walking his dog. I was walking mine.
You were walking his dog, or he was walking?
Well, he was walking
his dog.
You were walking your dog. Let's not do this again.
He was doing something. Yeah.
You went to Mansion.
What's Mansion?
I did go to Mansion. I slept at Mansion.
The club?
Yeah. No, the Versace Mansion. So I slept there for a night. I woke up the next day hungover. I was walking down the hallway to go to the bathroom. There was not a bathroom in my room. And some guy waved to me. And I waved back. And that guy, I didn't know who it was. I had a toothbrush in my hand. I had toothpaste in my hand. Walking down the hallway. He's walking out of the room I'm about to walk into. He waved to me. I waved to him. Kanye West.
Wow. So you've met almost everybody that has
no
been
one
in
believes
that world.
Me.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Kanye. It was Kanye.
How do you guys handle walking by random people that you don't know? Are you guys nodders?
I just keep walking.
You guys don't?
Wait. Random people that you don't know in what sense?
Let's say
Kanye West,
down a hallway in a hotel.
You're walking down Ocean Drive. You just
not everybody. No, like walking out of an elevator. You're walking out of walking in an elevator.
Little
someone's walking out.
Little
like,
head nod.
Do you do like, how's it going? Like,
I think elevator head nod is pretty standard.
No. You don't get verbal at all.
No. Elevator?
No, I'm saying when someone's walking out, I'll hit someone with a, how you doing?
But you know what? It's to Billy's point that he's made a couple times. You have this verbal tick of if somebody says something to you, you repeat back what they said to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes people say, I walk in the elevator, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
I should test that theory with like, how goes it? And like see if like they like respond back.
It goes.
Talking to Neil Everett? Like,
how's it?
How's it?
Oh, man, Neil Everett. That guy's got a voice.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
You can try it.
Too.
Try it today.
House looks like.
Try a how's it and see the response you get. Who does that?
What's his name?
He just No. But who does that? Like when you say something that like yo yo.
I don't think people like. I think that
you don't say yo yo back.
If you play the hits. Hey, how's it going? Someone might hit you back with that. But if you get wacky, no one's gonna.
I think elevator. You go standard head nod. I think you're walking down the street. Someone says hello. you say hello back. The dangerous game is you might trap yourself into a conversation you don't want to trap yourself into. I think less is more when it comes to words.
A long indoor hallway is the most awkward one. Yes. It's like you see him coming from a long way away. Yes. It's like, I did a head nod 10 steps back, but now we're actually passing, so I'll throw just a...
Right.
What if you're walking down the same way in the hallway, but you're at the same... like?
I got to tie my shoe.
What if you guys know? What
my shoe every time.
What if you know you're walking towards someone who recognizes you and loves the show and wants to chat you up, but you got like 15 yards to get out of it?
I sneeze.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I was going to say, you got all these things down pat.
You know what happened to me for the first time? We were talking about school trips before.
I sneeze.
I was on a school trip, I think in like 9th grade or 10th grade or whatever. It doesn't matter. And we went to Boston as part of this. It was like an old, like, colonial America history trip, right, for like school. And it sounds weird, but it was the first time that I can remember that I was walking down the street and a stranger said good morning to me.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't happen down here.
So it took you 15, 16 years, whatever it was.
You're just walking down the street and it happened multiple times, which is why I was like, well, this is weird. Because like people walking by, it's like, good morning. Like,
good morning.
Looking around, like talking to...
That's a normal thing. A lot of places, that's a normal thing. Not around here.
Yeah. Weird, right?
Why not here, though? Why do you think?
Well, we hate each other.
Yeah, we all hate each other.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Like us specifically in this room or like people down here?
People in general just hate each other.
Have we grown tired of each other?
Nah. As humans?
Some of us.
Roy, are you tired of me?
Oh, I'm never tired of you.
I love you.
Good morning, Stu, guys.
Billy yesterday said you're tired of me.
Yeah.
But I'm like not
Billy's
I love
tired Billy. Of
Stugatz? No. Billy was suggesting that I'm tired of Billy.
Oh, gotcha.
Which I am not, by the way. I love Billy. And I feel like, you know, like Billy and I were married. We split up for a bit. But now Billy's working with me. And I feel like we have rekindled our relationship. Mm-hmm. Billy's hot.
People feel different things at times.
Interesting.
Same time. Yeah,
but Billy's tired of me.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It's been a lot.
I'm sorry.
When you guys say bye to people.
No, you're not.
I
just leave.
Do you ever do the two word, like bye-bye or bye-bye? Or is it always just see you later?
I just say later. To Stu's point, I just keep shortening it. Yeah. Just later. All right. Peace. Bye.
Someone said bye-bye to me recently, and I was just like, bye-bye.
That's Chris, it's different. Thing. If it's people you know, then you greet them, you know, the way they greet you. You have a conversation. I'm just talking about strangers in the street. What I have learned over 20 years of doing this show is that less is more. That there are times where I've gotten myself into two-hour conversations that I enjoyed at the time, by the way. But as I get older and, you know, I just want to get home. Okay. I have realized that if someone says hi to me, give them a nod or a quick hello and keep it moving. You give them a little something and they will take you free.
Give them an inch.
No, I mean, all of a sudden you're predicting what's going to happen week 16 for the Dolphins. I mean, and that's what I've learned over time. Just say very, very little and keep it moving. That's it. That would be my advice for you guys as you grow in popularity, okay, and you become more and more famous. Someone says hello, say hello back, keep it moving. Unless you want to break down Dolphins, Texans, Week 10.
I enjoy talking to the people.
I'd almost rather talk to strangers than I'd talk to people I know.
That is true.
I'm going to take a little offense to that.
Yeah, same.
I mean,
I'm not.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.